This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. From super fast wireless to super fast delivery, remember when next day service seemed quick? Then same day came along. Now, nearly 2 years into this pandemic, you can order some products like popcorn for a movie or a bag of ice for an impromptu cocktail hour and be munching or sipping 10 to 20 minutes later. It's caught on big time in London, which is where the BBC's Victoria Craig takes us next.
At this coffee shop in central London, baristas are slinging artisan brews while the buzz of conversation fills the air and influencers pose for selfies with branded swag bags. This shop, at least for the afternoon, belongs to GoPuff to celebrate its launch in the UK this month.
We deliver anything from ice cream, groceries, snacks, alcohol, medicine, baby products in 20 minutes, 24/7.
That's Yakir Gola, co-founder and co-CEO of the superfast delivery company, which was set up in the U.S. 8 years ago.
We have over 500 micro-fulfillment centers in over 1,000 cities. We have a near 80% market share in the U.S., and the business has transformed a lot.
Through the acquisition of two London-based companies, GoPuff's launch in 10 cities across this country in November marks its first official foray into international markets. And Gola believes his company's establishment in the market is helping determine its success against startup competitors. In June, GoPuff completed its latest funding round, giving it a valuation of $15 billion. Backers include giants like Blackstone Horizons, Guggenheim, and SoftBank's Vision Fund. The competition is fierce, as Bain & Company's Ruth Lewis explains.
We've seen that investors have plowed over $14 billion into rapid grocery delivery apps since the start of the pandemic.
She said in the first 3 months of this year, more venture capital investment went into ultra-fast delivery services than during the whole of 2020. And you can see the money at work. In London alone, it's impossible to board a train or walk down the street without being bombarded by ads for GoPuff's many competitors. They all follow the same idea of super-fast, hyper-local delivery, but they vary slightly in terms of minimum delivery fees or guaranteed door-to-door times, which means industry consolidation is inevitable, according to Lewis.
Some of the big food delivery players are thinking about how they might position themselves in this market. And it's the same for the big supermarket chains. They're thinking about how they might participate in their partnering or acquiring players to do so.
Indeed, Carrefour, the world's eighth biggest supermarket operator based in central France, has several rapid delivery options for its customers with late-night ice cream cravings or last-minute cat food needs. Here's the company's director of data and e-commerce, Elodie Pertuisot.
We launched our own express delivery platform and we partner with Uber. And it's been probably the fastest growing service I've ever seen in e-commerce.
The partnership, she says, has in the last year raked in more than $113 million in rapid delivery sales. She said the fact that customers are sticking with it signals it's not just a pandemic-era shopping solution.
When you're back to a normal life, you also are in a hurry. You want to be more efficient. You're cooking your recipe and you need the sugar. You have the solution in superfast delivery. We think it's really only the beginning.
A win then for established players. But Bain's Ruth Lewis says a number of growing pains still lie ahead for the newcomers.
Right now, the focus of these companies is on attracting new customers to sign up for the service. In order to do that, they're offering big money-off incentives on each order, and this is something that they'll have to move away from in the long term to become profitable.
She estimates that to break even, each day these companies will need to complete 1,000 orders, costing at least $40 each. That is far above deliveries like this one, which totals about $8 for 4 jumbo bags of chips, the same number of pasta boxes, and a package of mini plastic shot glasses. So while consumers might be happy to incorporate another form of e-commerce into their repertoire, it begs the ultimate question. Can players in this red-hot space drive pandemic-induced demand into long-lasting profits? In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.